Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Blair. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前啊，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与到原版书籍的福利抽奖了。这些英文原版书啊，都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料。坚持读完一本呢，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运哦。Hey Colin, do you remember what we talked about last time?
Yeah, I think it was the comic waste challenge, right?
Yes, 之前的节目里面啊，我们就有讨论过漫画腰挑战而由此引发的女性的身材焦虑问题，对不对？Well, I've read an article this morning, and it's even more annoying than that.
Okay, calm down, Blair. What's it about?
Well, in the article, they criticized some famous Chinese actresses who just gave birth to a baby for being fat and sloppy and not being pretty all the time.
What? That's ridiculous. Are they criticizing new mothers?
Yeah, so you know why I'm so upset about it.
Well, why don't we talk about it today?
Sure, 那今天啊，我们就来和大家聊一聊生完二胎却被嘲身材的那些明星妈妈吧。那今天的节目笔记呢，也为大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Hey Blair, can you show me a picture of these actresses?
Sure, hold on a second. There we go. Do you think they're fat and sloppy?
What? They're not fat. They're not even a little chubby. Why are they always so harsh on famous actresses?
刚刚给康林老师看了章子怡和刘涛的照片啊，大家都知道这两位女星呢都是育有两个孩子的妈妈，而且作为明星尤其是演员，她们已经是对自己的身材管理非常的严格了，但就是这样也依然呢会被媒体诟病。那刚刚我们康林老师提到了一个表达 be harsh on somebody.
Yeah, being harsh on somebody means to be cruel, severe and unkind to somebody, or give somebody a hard time.For example, you can say, stop being so harsh on yourself.
对 be harsh on somebody 的意思就是对某人太严厉了，太残忍了。那这个介词我们记得要用 on.
Well, for most women, pregnancy and motherhood is a joy, at least some of the time. But most mothers also experience, well, worry, disappointment, guilt, competition, frustration, and even some anger and fear.
Yeah, pregnancy and motherhood is so complicated.I cannot imagine the day when I have a baby.
Do you like babies?
Oh, I like them if they're mine.
Fair enough.
再回到刚刚说的话题啊，就是其实跟之前的 comic waste 漫画腰挑战一样，这种对于女性怀孕甚至产后身材的要求啊，也是容易引起大部分普通女性的身材焦虑的。
Yes, and the image of a pregnant and postpartum supermom in social media is usually like this, a caring,organized multitasker who glows during yoga and Pilates.
对，我们在社交媒体上一般看到的照片很多是一些已经怀孕或者已经生产的妈妈呀，都是身材管理的非常好，可以同时呢照顾孩子，也可以边做瑜伽 Pilates 来保持身材。那这个词我们来学习一下 postpartum.
Postpartum means the time after childbirth.
对，就是我们说的产后，刚刚生产完的妈妈，我们就可以说 postpartum mom.
Yes, and these supermoms seem unfazed by the challenges of breastfeeding, dirty laundry, and lack of sleep.
对，就是我们说这些社交媒体上的超级妈妈们啊，一般可以同时做几件事情 ，multitasker。她们似乎呢也完全不会受母乳喂养、衣服脏乱、缺少睡眠这些问题的困扰。Unfazed 就是我们说的不疑惑的、不困扰的。
For example, you can say big companies are unfazed.
Right, but this supermom is just a fiction, right?
Oh, exactly. She's an unrealistic example of perfection that makes other women feel inadequate when they pursue and can't achieve that impossible standard.
Yes, 社交媒体上对于超级妈妈这种形象的宣传啊，其实对于大多数有这些困扰的妈妈来说呢，都是会产生焦虑的。或者我们 Colin 老师刚刚用到的这个词 inadequate.
Right. Inadequate means not able or not confident enough to deal with a situation. For example, you can say he felt totally inadequate as a parent.
对，就是我们说感觉自己不胜任，缺乏信心。那很多妈妈呢，看到这种信息啊，就会对自己产生怀疑，觉得自己不能胜任作为母亲的这个角色。
Yes, and this is very dangerous.
Right, because it will probably lead to postpartum depression, especially for new mothers.
Right. Most new moms experience postpartum baby blues after childbirth, which commonly includes mood swings, crying spells, anxiety, and difficulty sleeping.
Baby blues typically begin within the first 2 to 3 days after delivery and may last for up to 2 weeks.
But some new moms experience a much more severe, long-lasting form of depression known as postpartum depression.
对，那现在很多的新手妈妈啊，生产完之后呢，会经历产后的一个情绪低落。那如果持续时间比较短，我们就可以叫做 baby blues。那如果持续的时间比较长，自身无法排解的忧虑呢，我们就可以称作 postpartum depression, 产后抑郁。
Right.Postpartum depression may be mistaken for baby blues at first, but the signs and symptoms are more intense and last longer, and may eventually interfere with your ability to care for your baby and handle other daily tasks.
对，很多时候啊，在产后抑郁前期呢，会被认为是 baby blue, 以至于长时间的一个情绪低落，造成日常生活啊，都受到了影响，甚至可能完全都无法照顾自己的孩子了。
Yeah, so this is why I say it's dangerous to post these supermom images online. I mean, other people can see them, and they cause anxiety and depression.
Exactly. And for people who suffer from postpartum depression, your doctor needs to be involved.
Yes. In this case, proper medical treatment is required.
对，那如果是有比较强烈的一个抑郁症反应啊，是必须要寻求医生的帮助的，否则呢，可能会产生比较严重的后果。
Well, I just hope there will be no supermom images anymore. All moms need to be respected and loved.
对，还是希望啊，这个世界呢，可以对女性的恶意少一点，对于妈妈的身材攻击也会少一点。不管是什么职业，也希望社交媒体上宣传的类似完美的产后身材呀、全能妈妈呀这一系列的内容少一点。每个妈妈都是天使，孕育生产孩子的过程都需要经历身心的折磨。妈妈们真的不需要再在身材上被道德绑架了。OK, 那我们今天的节目就先到这里了。最后再告诉大家一个好消息，最近啊，我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家。同时呢，还有一个专属的学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师在群里带着大家一起学习7天。这个活动呀，特别适合真的想提高英文水平的同学，限量名额200个，想报名免费体验的同学赶紧微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。
That's all for today's podcast. This is Colin.
And this is Blair. Thank you very much for listening and see you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。